Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mike Pugh's here, too. Mike's a member of our Brain Trust. He's the manager of domestic marketing for J2 Global, and he's one of our guys that we turn to when we want to find out more about what's going on in the cloud, what's going on out there in the ones and zeros in the virtual marketplace. And he's got some predictions that he's bringing with us for what we can look forward to. Mike Pugh, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Mike. As you may have heard, I was warning my audience about, this Sunday I'm going to be releasing my 2013 predictions, which I've been doing. This will be my 14th edition of predictions. But you guys have made some predictions yourself on what's going to be happening with the cloud.
Yep, we think there are really three key themes going into next year. One of them is mobile, one of them is the cloud, and one of them is the integration of all these great apps with each other. And we think between these three things, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on for small businesses going into 2013.
Well, and of course, when I hear you say those things, I know they're different, but they all really kind of work together, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I think all of them end up and take you to the same place, and different pieces add a different dimension. If I start with mobile, I think we're seeing now that smartphones are outpacing sales for PCs.
Oh, yeah.
That we really have made that leap to the point now where everybody is carrying a computer, so to speak, around with them every day. And what's happening is that's happening in our personal lives, where we've all got our smartphones or our tablets
in the palm of our hand. Exactly. I wrote an article a few years ago where I pointed out, after a little bit of research, that there are people on planet Earth who this year are going to buy a smartphone who never owned a PC. The first time they will connect to the internet will be with a smartphone.
Yep, and there's this cool trend where I think all of us have gotten onto that bandwagon personally, and now there's something called BYOD, Bring Your Own Device, where all of us are taking these great devices, our smartphones and our tablet, and showing up at work and expecting them to do great stuff for us at
and
work
that's,
also.
And that's the end of enterprise, right?
Yep.
Because remember when if you went to work for a big company, you had to use their device.
Yep, and now people are walking into the IT department or their IT guy and saying, "Help me get my iPad to work with all of our company apps."
And that single thing you just said was basically the death knell for BlackBerry.
Yep.
For the RIM company.
Yep, and so I think that's one of the big things on mobile is first we started buying these devices for ourselves, then we started to have more of them around than for PCs, and now we're taking them into the workplace and expecting the same kind of productivity. So I think that's a huge trend for next year.
And here's something that I want to stick in here, Mike. In some work that I'm doing right now on what I call the age of the customer, I'm connecting the dots between old business activity and new business activity. Business activity in the old age and what that same business activity looks like in the new age. There is no corresponding mobile activity in the old age. It's brand new.
Yep, it's changing things. Because if I use, at J2, we do things that hopefully, tools that make it easier for businesses to focus on their core mission. We've got something called eFax, which lets you get a fax number and send and receive faxes without a fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
Our first
on your mobile device?
Yeah, on your mobile device. Our first generation was just to make certain things easier. As the mobile apps have evolved, now we're using the cameras to take pictures of documents
and
send as a fax. We're adding digital signatures so you can sign a fax with your finger on your mobile device.
Changing the way we do business.
Yeah, and going from just being able to copy what, because the first websites just copied what you can get in the brochure, but then they evolved. the first mobile apps just copied what you could do on a website. Now those mobile apps are taking on a personality where they let you do things that were never possible before.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And this is why small businesses have this kind of power for a very small price, really, no financial barrier to entry at all. We have this kind of processing power, and it's making us more productive, and it gives us growth opportunities without having to have a lot of capital.
Yep. And Jim, to your point, everything being kind of synergized together, our number two prediction is about a continued evolution towards the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I think here, where we could say that mobile was really driven by the individual and the consumer.
Right.
Originally, I think the cloud was driven by enterprises that needed to get
scale
to do things bigger. And they're bringing that to the middle where each of
so
us...
So you're talking about incrementalization of the cloud.
Yep, where I think now where mobile devices have gone from the individual to the enterprise, the cloud has gone from the enterprise to the individual. And
mm-hmm.
I think the two things are meeting in the middle where between a mobile app and data and applications in the cloud, it's amazing what someone can do now. If I were starting a business today, my first inclination would always be, can I find a mobile app, can I find a cloud app that will do what I need, and can I avoid buying another piece of hardware or another piece of software? Can I rent everything that I need to do for $10 or $20 a month
right.
and run my business without needing a bunch of stuff?
Now, some guy named Van Winkle just woke up after 20 years. Tell that person what you mean when you talk about the cloud.
Oh, well, it's amazing now. I think all of us have gotten used to the cloud through some interesting ways, you know, whether we think about Netflix and being able to download
right.
entertainment out of the cloud, or Hulu with people watching TV now over their computers, to be able to buy things on Amazon, essentially have
right.
a store that's in the cloud. All these different things that mean that we don't have to own things, but there is data and applications and functionality in the Internet that we can pull down as we need
we
it.
We go to the cloud to get processing power.
Processing power.
As opposed to it residing on our hard drive.
Exactly. And I think one of the great things about using it for small business is how scalable it is.
Yeah.
Most cloud apps allow you to buy some small piece of something, and as you need more, you use more, and as you need less,
that's
you use
what
less.
I mean by when I talk about incrementalization, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
And
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, again, I'll talk from my own world. We've got a phone service called eVoice that allows a small business to grab a phone number and use it on their mobile phone, but as a separate business number.
Yeah.
And you can buy one number for 10 bucks, but if your business scales to 10 employees, you can grab 10 more phone numbers and use for your employees and get them in up to 30 seconds.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Is that j2global.com?
Yes, it's j2global.com.
Quick break, 20 after. More predictions after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.